Hello. I'm talking to Michael, I hope.
Michael, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. You're talking to Elise, by the way, just so you know who you have on the phone. And well, you had a rough time lately, from what I've seen. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm a little walk in Hollywood Hills.
All right. You already like got over the whole wedding thing that, well, with Satchel and all that. All right. Hold up. I said like, well, you're feeling better now. You already got over the whole thing with Satchel basically breaking the wedding up and all that.
First, but I was really pinching him. It's not the first time he's done that to me. A lot of times I'll get a girl on the bus and I'll be hanging out with her and I'll get together with her and then Sasha will be like, yeah, I already talked to her. So he's done to me before. But this time I think he saved me because if I would have married that chick, it wouldn't have been a good marriage. She's already like fucking the singer in Slipknot now.
All right. Well, yeah, maybe that would be for the best then, but at least you got a really good party ahead of it. I
Yeah, well, we
mean, you
got
had to find
all the wedding
everybody.
gifts we got a lot of wedding gifts, and she's Jewish, so they gave us a bunch of money. So I took most of the money and split it with Satchel, and we had a party, and it was killer.
I would say that's fair after all that. Well, I
You know,
was.
I said this at the end of the video, and it's still true to this day. Bros before hoes. You know?
Yeah.
So we gotta learn to share, and music is a sharing experience, and so are the girls. And, I think it's a good way to have a band because, we've been together for a long time, and we're not gonna break up. We're still together, same guitar player, same drummer, same singer, same bass player, and it's because we share.
All right, so even the girls, and they agree with that, or do you sometimes have a bit of, well, disappointment there, let's put it that way.
The girls, they know what they want, and it's very clear, and we make it clear that this is what they want. But most girls, they either like a singer, or they like a guitar player, or they like the way Satchel looks, or they like the way I look. It's just a different taste for every person, so it's pretty easy to figure it out. But some girls like both, so we try to accommodate, people that like both, which
Yeah,
is a nice
I've
thing. Yeah.
also heard some rumors about a gangbang, so you know.
Those are rumors.
I'm sorry?
Those are not rumors.
Not rumors. Well, verify that then. Well, at least then you're not complaining for attention, I suspect.
I think that's one of the things that makes me at least sing is I need a lot of attention. And even if it's negative attention, I need it. I enjoy, making people laugh and singing for them. I mean, really, when it's all said and done, we all love to like play in the band together, and playing live for everyone is the most exciting part for us.
So, this experience with this girl, is she basically the inspiration for the rest of the album, or would we expect other stories there?
Yeah, I think the story with that girl is done now because it's just we just don't really like her being around anymore. I mean, she's cool, but she's like kind of like a Yoko Ono in the sense that once you get the guitar player and the singer, in any type of argument, then you can't have that girl around anymore. So we wrote songs that have nothing to do with her after this.
Okay, can you give me a bit of an idea what they are about, or?
Yes, we have a song called "God's a Pussy,"
Okay.
and it's about our experience with girls on the road, and what it's like to, well, I mean, when you're on the road, there's girls that want to have sex, and sometimes it's hard because there's just too many of them to accommodate. So that song's about the struggle of dealing with that. And then there's another song called Fuck Everybody.
Okay.
Which is about people that really know the shit out of you. I don't know if you ever woke up in the morning and went to work or whatever, and you just like fucking have to see that one person you don't like, and you just want to tell them to fuck off, which you can't.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's all it's for. Yeah.
I think everybody has that person. Like, hell no.
Yeah, even if you don't work, you just wake up like, fuck everybody, you know?
Oh, yeah, I hate everybody, but it still works for me.
Yeah, I understand. And then we have another song called I'm Not Your Bitch, and that's about being in a relationship with a girl, and she's basically having you do all these fucking chores and all these things that she wants, and it's a very one-sided relationship. And so it's finally a song for the men who need to stand up for themselves and go, hey, I'm not your bitch. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this shit anymore. What happened to me? I was partying all the time, and now I'm fucking taking the trash out.
Yeah, so you're basically arguing with feminists here. Sort of.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, feminazis are mostly my... Well, I'm not very good with
them. Well, you know, it goes both ways. It goes both ways. You know what I mean? Some guy could just be having, you know, you do all the shit for him, cook and fuck clean. You're like, fuck this. I'm not doing this. I'm not your bitch.
Of course. And while you were talking about the song where you are just like, okay, there's so many girls, we do not know how to accommodate all of them. But that's a bit of a luxury problem, I would say. Like, you get to pick, basically. I mean, that couldn't be so bad, right?
Well, you know, it's ironic because at the time it feels like we're picking them, but we're really not. They're picking us. Like, they're like, they come to the show and they go, I'm going to fuck that guy after the show. And they make it their choice and they pick you. But it's hard to accommodate all that. And then there'll be a girl that you had sex with, like, last tour. She's in the front row. And there's a girl, like, 10 people away from her that's there. And the girl that you already fucking tell that the other girl wants to fuck you. And then they start getting into it. And it's very confusing and it's difficult to deal with, but I tell you what, a couple beers, hanging out with your buddies, it all works out.
Of course. Like, have you ever had a night that you're just like, okay, fuck all these girls, and not literally just, you know, tonight I'm just hanging out with the rest of the band and I have absolutely no interest in all this bitching and fighting and whatever?
Well, that is annoying, but at the same time, I really like it to talk. I like to hang out with the opposite sex and talk to them and hang out and just like mm-hmm. get to know them and shit and hang out and party. But then there are times where I'm like, fuck man, I just want to hang out with the guys and we're just going to do that. And we'll go out to a bar and run into the girls and it starts all over again.
Yeah, but it must be so that not all of the girls are actually interesting. I mean, if they just come to like try to get sex, then they might not have that much to say.
Yeah, I think a lot of, not as many, well, I guess you're right. Some of them are, like, not easy to talk to because they're way smarter than me, so it's like, I don't really have much in common with them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's why there's a girl for Sasso. He gets all the smart girls, and I get the more street girls. That's my thing.
Is that what made the wedding happen like that? Just he saw through her and you were like, okay, fuck it. I'm going for it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not all joking aside. I really do love to like hang out with people and talk to them.
Yeah.
And some people are really excited like to hang out because they're a fan of the band and it's fun to hear them, you know, be enjoying their time. So I like hosting. It's fun. And so I do when I'm at home, so why can't I do it on the road?
Yeah. Well, you know, at the end of the day, if you don't feel like having sex with a woman, you can always go fuck yourself.
Totally. It's easier and quicker and there's less talking.
Well, I don't know about quicker. I have no fucking clue. That takes longer with women,
Oh,
so. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I just really enjoy it, man. It's fun. I enjoy everything about it. Like the whole touring, being with the guys, it's like one big vacation for us.
So,
And we feel very lucky. I mean, we've worked really hard, and luck is a byproduct of working hard, but we do feel, really grateful and lucky to be where we're at and working and going out on vacation.
okay, so are you really excited to release this album? Do you have any expectation of how people will receive it, or are you just like, whatever, this is what I, what we did, and we don't really care what the rest thinks of it?
Yeah, we're really excited. I mean, it's been such a long journey to get it out. We started working on it about 2.5 years ago, right after our fourth record came out. We started working on some songs for the new record, and we recorded about 8 of them, and they accidentally got all deleted, so we had to re-record all of
Oh.
them.
Oh
And
God,
then
how did that happen?
I sang, I don't know, somehow they got deleted in transport through like an X-ray machine or something. And
Okay.
we had them on a hard drive, and we had them in our backpack, and they got fucked up. So when we
Oh,
got them back,
fuck.
there's some of the stuff was there, but all the other stuff was like, it was all fucked up and sounded weird. So we had to re-record it all.
Oh,
And it
right.
couldn't be saved. We brought it to one of those hard drive doctors that couldn't figure it out. And so we re-recorded everything, and then I realized that my voice sounded weird. So I went to my voice doctor, and he's like, "You need to fucking take a month off and rest." So we had to put the record off again. And then once my voice was healed up and rested, I went back in to sing, and my voice sounded better than it did. So I had to re-record everything again. So I've sang this record 3 times,
All right.
and I just can't wait for people to hear it, because I feel like I've done some of my best work on it, and I'm excited for everyone to hear it.
Okay, so these are the same songs that you recorded, then you just re-recorded them, or is it like, okay, we lost the footage, or well, footage, like we lost what we recorded and you made new versions?
No, they did get tweaked a little bit, because as you record them, you get more comfortable with the music and what's going on, and it inspired us. So yeah, a lot of stuff did change through the course. I mean, and don't forget this too as well. We had to record the demos first for the original 8 that got deleted. So really, we recorded them 4 times, and so each time we recorded them, a little bit did change and develop. And I think it was helpful. And I think when you listen to the record, if you know our body of work, you'll be able to hear the difference.
So you basically already practiced for the tour then?
Pretty much. I was practicing today, actually.
Right. Yeah, tour is coming up not so long from now. I noticed that you have one date in Germany. Do you guys have like an idea of going across the ocean again, or is it staying over there for now?
We are going to be in Europe for some shows in November, and then
Okay.
we're going to be back in January for Europe. And we'll play all of November, most of November, December, and October. We're going to be in the States.
Yeah, that's what I saw indeed. And well, I won't be able to go to the States for that. So I hope you actually come here. That will be fun. For me, anyways.
Yes,
For you
we.
guys, I hope the entire
Yeah,
tour will be fun. Like.
we're trying to play everywhere, and we're trying to go to new markets and, places we never played before. And that's not easy, because there's only so many days in the month in the year, and we can't play every single day. So we just go and play, and then we got to go to places we've already been. It ain't easy, but it's the funnest job in the world.
Yeah, I can imagine. I personally I like being on the road, but if you could pick like one place where you haven't been yet, like where would you really like to go?
Well, we've never played. We played Brazil three times. We opened up for Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And but Brazil is huge, so there's so many places to play there. I would like to go back there and play. We get a lot of requests for that. It's just hard to find a promoter that will follow through, you know.
Yeah.
And then also, we've never played Hawaii, and that would be really nice to go play Hawaii or go play Japan, fly back to the show in Hawaii, and then have a vacation in Hawaii and then come home.
Yeah, Hawaii sounds like a party. I mean, that should.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, that should suit you guys.
I love the surf, so that would be really fun for me.
I'm sorry?
I love to surf, you know, run surfboard.
Right, yeah.
That would be really fun.
Are you a good surfer, or would it be like the first time?
No, I surfed a lot when I was younger, in my teens, in my 20s. But I'm not good at it or, like, great, but I can ride waves and it's really enjoyable.
So it's basically like a hobby that, you know, got abandoned for a little bit because, well, you were too busy. And I suspect on the road there are many places where you can surf.
Not really, no.
Yeah.
Wherever there is surf, we usually will go out in the water and do it, either fishing or surfing. And we've done some skiing, water skiing, jet skiing.
Oh, that's
good.
Whatever
we can do, it's really, I mean, whatever you can do, like the local area. Like, let's say Wisconsin, we play there here in the States,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of boating and a lot of jet ski and skiing and stuff like that. It's really fun. Fishing is a big time deal for our drummer. He loves it. And golfing.
Okay, so do you guys go together for such things? Or is it just like, for example, the surfing, do you go alone? Because it's like your thing? Or is it, again, like share everything?
No, not everything. We don't want to spend too much time together because then we get sick of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we, like, if I'm surfing, it's usually me and Sasha who go surfing.
Okay.
And then if I want to go shopping, I'll go shopping with Lexi. Because, you know, helps us pick out, like, clothes for stage and my makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I want to hang out and golf, I'll go with Skips because he's really into golf.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, like, how much, like, hairspray do you guys have to use for this?
Well, we never know because on our rider, you know, when we put a list of things we want in our dressing room,
mm-hmm.
we order cans of hairspray, and then we can't take them with us usually because we'll end up with all these cans of hairspray. But I would say that Lexi probably uses a half a bottle a night. I use about 3 squares because my hair is much thinner than everybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
And Sasha uses maybe a quarter. So I think we probably go through a bottle, almost a bottle.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like that. It's so much in model, like, you know, it's an image. And
yeah, well, it's important to have your hair right because when you go out, you want to look as good as you can. So it's really important to us. First thing important to us is how we look on stage. Even at our age, you know, we try to look as good as we can look. So when people see us for the first time, they're like, oh my God, their eyes are attracted to the stage because everyone's dressed killer and it's bright clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we try to win them over with our music.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
But the first thing is you want to, like, be attracted to a nice shiny car, right? And then you get in and drive and realize, fuck, this car drives killer.
Yeah, but I think you're succeeding if you have so many girls to, you know, come over.
Love it. There's always room for improvement, and that's one thing my dad taught me. He said, you never have it. You have to keep working for it,
mm-hmm.
and you can never give up. And he's right, because, you know, once you stop and go, oh, we got this, then you're fucking being lazy.
Yeah. Well, as we're talking about age, I have seen in the video that you're still pretty, like, you know, I think I saw you actually do a proper squat there on the bus.
Yeah, I try to work out a lot.
Is that
I
a
like
hobby
it. Thing? I like to walk, I like to hike, I like to work out, I like to go to the gym, and I like to be fit. But I also like to eat pizza too, so gotta be careful, man.
Isn't it kind of mandatory to actually have, like, a bit of endurance if you have to move this much on stage and still sing.
Yeah, well, even though I'm moving on stage, it's a lot of cardio and singing takes a lot of energy. I can still repeat that before the show or after the show and in the morning. So, gotta be careful, man. And you can't drink a bunch of beer with it either. It'll make you fat right away. And when you get older, for me, I'm older now, so if I overeat, it goes right on my face and my stomach. So, gotta be careful, man. Nobody wants to go see a fat Michael Starr or a fatter Michael Starr.
I'm curious about
Where
another
are you
thing.
from?
I'm from the Netherlands.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, we have weed and booze and all that shit. I don't know if
Yeah,
you've ever been
actually,
here in the red light district or something. That's usually where people go for the first coffee shops and red lights.
freaking
I mean, I think it would suit you though, to at least
We
have a
were just
look.
there. We
So,
were just there.
all right.
Yeah.
They
Been
have
there
the
like six or seven times.
best sex shops there. I mean, I don't care much for the
Yes, they
hookers, but the
do.
sex shops are awesome.
And don't forget, you have great French fries.
Yeah, we do. We absolutely do. And I was wondering about this. Do you guys have like a favorite beer or something? Do you just drink whatever, or are you a bit picky?
Well, we'll drink whatever. I mean, for the most part, our tour guides are really like Guinness. That's the thing. I'm not really a. I like beer, but I'm like more like the Bud Light American beer.
I never had that. I'd never had much of American beer, so I can't actually like relate whether or not it's good on that part.
It's probably not.
Probably not. Well, if you drink a lot, it doesn't
No.
matter anymore, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. Whiskey's quicker anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I really love whiskey.
Good for you too.
Yeah, do you have a favorite on whiskey?
Well, Jack Daniel's is my go-to.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, I'm
But
quite
like
expensive.
again, I'm not gonna. I don't want anyone to get the impression that I drink every day because I don't. And if I did, I wouldn't be able to do the job. So
No,
when I
naturally.
have a cocktail, I like Patron and I like whiskey.
No, but for a singer, it's actually, as far as I know, quite important to sleep enough and not drink too much. Like
Yeah,
to
I
keep
can't do
things going.
cocaine and drink all the time. Eventually, what happens is you lose your voice,
Yeah.
so I have to be really careful about that.
Yeah, that would not be a good
Take
thing.
it easy.
Exactly. Yeah, I get that. Like, well, I meet a lot of singers, and that's the general.
It sounds killer, and we indulge and have a good time, but you have to take care of yourself. Otherwise, we're in it for the long game. We want to do it till we're the age of Mick Jagger and Steven
Okay.
Tyler.
Well, I don't think a lot of people would be disappointed by that. I mean, you seem to have like a lot of people enthusiastic for this new album as well and for the tour. So I suspect that's a really good thing then. Like,
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is cancel a show because you're
that would not be
hungover. And
good
don't,
promo.
hey, don't, no, that's not cool. And don't forget, those things add up after a while. So you'll be like partying, and that's cool, and you have a good time, but then you'll end up with like liver failure. So you gotta fucking pace yourself. Gotta appease yourself.
Have you ever had to cancel a show? Or like not for hangover, but in general?
No, I have not.
That's a really good record
Not
then.
yet. And Steel Panther have made every single show we ever played.
I'm impressed. Really good.
Yeah. I mean, I may not have sang good, but I was there.
Yeah, I'm always impressed when you still keep going, even though you're sick or whatever. But.
Yeah, well, how some nights you just don't feel like doing anything? You're like, fuck, I feel so crappy. I'm bloated. I don't want to go see anybody. I feel like shit. Last thing I want to do is see other people, but you have to. So, that's why I love.
Yeah. Okay, I think I'll have to soon put an end to this. So just to check for everybody, the new album is being released on the 27th next month.
Yep.
And, well, are you still putting out more singles? Or is it just these two for now?
I want to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say thanks for having me.
Of course.
And we'll be out there soon. We played there a lot, so you got to come to the show and check it out.
All right.
Because I can't explain it, but you'll enjoy it.
Thank you. And, well, also thank you for talking to me. And, well, good luck on the road and enjoy it. And, well, we'll be waiting for the album.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.